Chapter 71.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, the hints that Yan Yunshu released were not subtle. After the Grand Emperor stepped back, many officials quietly lowered their flags and ceased their protests. However, there were still a few obstinate ministers who, convinced that the power held by the Shu family and Shu Ting threatened the stability of the state, continued their opposition. Some officials, still eager to demonstrate their loyalty and climb the ranks, joined forces to repeatedly create trouble for Shu Ting. This time was no different. Yan Yunshu didn't even bother acknowledging them, brushing off their concerns with a casual indifference. Frustrated, those ministers left in a huff, determined to try again another day. Unfortunately for them, Yan Yunshu was far more ruthless than they imagined. She promptly announced her decision to marry the young master of the Zhenbian Palace, Xu Yu, and make him her emperor. The court was in an uproar. Some ministers who had hoped to marry their own sons to the empress turned pale with fury, glaring daggers at Xu Ting. Who would have thought? No one saw it coming. The Xu family had beaten them to it. Xu Ting, having anticipated Yan Yunshu's move, calmly expressed her gratitude without any panic. The Zhenbian queen's family officially became part of the imperial family. Even the most obstinate officials understood Yan Yunshu's stance now. The once raging voices of dissent fell silent, and the court grew peaceful. The ministers finally realized what kind of person Yan Yunshu was. Those who understood her tendencies worked diligently and obediently, while those who didn't. Well, the court regularly witnessed examples being made as a warning to others. The empress's grand wedding was a spectacular affair, and Xu Yu officially entered the palace. But the palace was no ordinary place. Contact with his family would inevitably diminish. Du Sian, who had overseen the entire wedding arrangement, felt a deep sense of melancholy as he watched Xu Yu leave and truly saw him off. After Xu Yu's grand wedding concluded, snow once again blanketed the capital. With both young masters married off, the Zhenbian palace grew even quieter. After coming out of the elegant garden, Du Sian wrapped himself tightly in a cloak made of fiery fox fur to shield himself from the biting winter wind. Over the past year, the elegant garden had become a favorite gathering spot for the most prominent nobles and young masters of the capital. The garden frequently hosted intriguing auctions, drawing in streams of silver daily. Shortly after Du Sian returned home, Xu Ting also arrived. He helped her remove her heavy cloak, which a servant quickly took away to shake off the snowflakes. "I have good news for you," Xu Ting announced. Curious, Du Sian asked, "What is it?" "The empress has decided to recall Lu Chenzhou to the capital and restore her to her former position," Xu Ting said. Du Sian's face lit up with joy. "Really? Does that mean Uncle and Qi Qi will be returning too?" Despite everything that had happened, Du Sian still worried about He Rongrai and Lu Qi Qi. The thought of them enduring hardships in such a remote, uncivilized region always tugged at his heart. "By the latest, they'll return to the capital after the new year," Xu Ting assured him. After Yan Yunshu ascended to the throne, the official from Yan Yuntong's faction who held the position of Minister of Revenue was swiftly removed. Later, a temporary replacement was appointed, but Yan Yunshu was deeply dissatisfied. Within a short period, the Ministry of Revenue had gone through three different leaders, leaving its operations in complete disarray. Xu Ting suggested to Yan Yunshu that Lu Chenzhou be reinstated. At over 40 years old and in her prime, recalling Lu Chenzhou meant that the court could rely on her expertise for at least another decade, a decision that was both practical and beneficial. Yan Yunshu held no personal grudge against Lu Chenzhou. Everyone knew that Lu Chenzhou's dismissal and exile were simply collateral damage in the former struggle for the throne. Lu Chenzhou's competence was undeniable, and recalling her would only be advantageous. Some officials opposed the move, arguing that it showed a lack of respect for the late empress. Before Yan Yunshu could even respond, ministers who had already adapted to her preferences and governing style stepped forward to defend the decision with righteous fervor. The court began to operate more smoothly, and Yan Yunshu was quite pleased with the results. The new year arrived, and households everywhere adorned themselves in festive attire. The servants and attendants in the palace also received new clothing, dressing up in bright and cheerful colors to match the holiday spirit. This new year felt much more relaxed than the previous one, with an air of celebration filling every corner as people laughed and welcomed the arrival of spring. On New Year's Eve, Xu Ting and Du Sian stayed up late to keep vigil. By the end, Du Sian was too sleepy to continue, so Xu Ting carried him to bed. As Xu Ting tried to leave, Dusayan hooked his arms around her neck, refusing to let go. They had both had a few drinks earlier, and Dusayan, as always, had a low tolerance for alcohol. By now, he was slightly tipsy. Caught by his unwavering gaze, Xu Ting leaned down and kissed him. There was a faint taste of wine. Dusayan immediately leaned in to respond, clearly signaling that they would indeed stay up to keep vigil together tonight. With the political situation now stable and Dusayan having reached the age of 20, Xu Ting began to think it might be time to consider having a child. Otherwise, Dusayan might start to feel anxious about it.